Patrick Hill knows a thing or two or three or four or more about coaching football. The big defensive line instructor has been on staff for 10 college football teams through the years. Now he's going to get a shot at the National Football League with the world champion Kansas City Chiefs. Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's edition of Sports and Commentary. Greg Stewart on this side of the microphone. Thank you for joining me, and we sure appreciate your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those gifts help to support the program and sustain it, and you can learn more and give anytime, quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Patrick Hill has a compelling story, and he's with me today from his current home down in Oklahoma. So, Patrick, you've coached, like I said, 10 college football teams. It's a lot of travel, a lot of different head coaches to work for, and coaching styles. Why do you think God has allowed you to live through this sort of nomadic coaching life?
I would say it's to help spread His word. I think you leave pieces of yourself in all these opportunities, and you also get to grow. I think every job that I've had, God has allowed me to grow another level in terms of in Him, and then to pour up into all these young men's lives. And to say now that I'm 32 years old, I can literally say, man, you know, I've coached at every single level. I've coached Division III, Division II, NAIA, FCS Scholarship, FCS Non-Scholarship, and then FBS Mid-Major. The only thing I have not coached yet is Power 5. And so to see in this short career so far, how God has allowed me to coach at every single level, because at the end of the day, the end goal, the end result is to be a head football coach. So I think that through these journeys, it's God's allowed me to spread His word every place I go, to try to be a light there. And then also He's making my career completely different because I asked God for something different. And so that would be the reason why I think He's had me go through all these different places.
Mm-hmm. So if you could whittle it down, all that you've learned at these various coaching stops, what has been the most important things from these experiences, that have become the underpinnings of your coaching philosophy now?
I would say I think the most important thing is you have to invest in your players. I'm pretty sure you heard before that, once you know how much you care, they'll go through a brick wall for you. And I think you have to be transparent with guys. I think you have to love them. And that's one thing I talk to my guys about all the time. You know, is in my room and with other coaches I've been around, I literally tell my guys all the time, hey, man, I love you. And one of the things about that is that, and my guys, Coach Hill, man, like, why do you say it all the time? I said, because that's a word that most of the time you don't hear men say because we view it as maybe a soft word. And so my view is that if Jesus was love and we know how strong He really was, then how can that word be viewed as soft? And so I try to get my guys to buy into that word of, hey, man, I love you. I love you. And so I think all these stops is showing me how important relationships is, and not to view guys as – not to view football players as commodities, but to really try to grow, pull off seeds and grow and help them grow into men.
Yeah, that's great. You have the official recognition of – what you just spoke about, because you have a master's degree in sports leadership, but you've had a lot of on-the-job training in that department. Speaking of coaching, you got to be excited because you told me that you're going to live the dream this summer. You got a call from the world champion Kansas City Chiefs, and you're going to be starting a coaching career with them this summer, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, you couldn't have... It's unique how it worked out. I can remember that day. I got the call like yesterday, and to have a chance to go with the Kansas City Chiefs and think about how that was a three years ago, that seed was planted, And to see how God allowed that seed to grow over 3 years and to continue to test me out in terms of my faithfulness, in terms of, you know, they say in the Bible, the faith without works is dead. And I truly believe that, because you have to be able to work and be based on what you're willing to sacrifice. And, you know, I met some guys from the Chiefs 3 years ago, you know, based off an opportunity that I got to go down and work a camp. And 3 years later, I get that phone call. And so I'm extremely pumped. It's always been a dream of mine to coach in the National Football League, and I'm definitely excited about it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Patrick Hill, longtime college football coach, on the air with me today on Sports and Commentary. And, you know, he has been through an extreme challenge in his own life. He's had multiple heart surgeries. He was playing college football, and because of a heart condition, that had to come to a close. And I think we'll talk about that experience and how that shaped your life, your relationship with the Lord through those heart issues and the surgeries. Patrick, thank you for being here, and I think we'll pick it up there on the next Sports and Commentary. So appreciate you joining me today, and we'll talk again soon. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.